That's Kip Moore on 103.5 The Blaze. More girls like you. It's Mike and the Blaze Morning Show. It's 8:17, and our friend Farshad Azad with Azad's Martial Arts is in the studio with us today. How are you doing, sir?
All right, Mike. How are you doing?
Man, you look all chipper for a Monday.
You know, I'm excited. The weekend was great. Every day above the ground is a fantastic day. That's my motto.
Yes, that's awesome. I just had somebody on Facebook looking for some inspirational things. They're having a tough day, so we'll have to make sure that gets on.
Send them that. Well, yeah.
Every day above ground is a good day.
It's a great day.
I love that. All right, so we got a lot of things going on with you. First of all, I want to talk parade. The Parade of Lights is coming up.
That's right.
What's the date on that again?
It's October 7th, which is a Saturday. It's 2 weeks away.
Wow.
And we are kind of into the last mile of the game. We are excited about it. The theme this year is Adventures in Books.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of entries this year, and we are still looking for more entries coming in.
So if I want to get entered in the Chico Parade of Lights, what do I need to do?
It's really simple. Just go to ChicoParadeOfLights.com. You could fill out an application and submit it online, and mm-hmm. you could even pay for your fee, for your entry fee, right online through PayPal or credit card or whatever.
Nice.
It's all right there. Everything is there for you. We will tell you what the theme is. You understand the rules and the guidelines, because we do have rules and guidelines because of City of Chico demands and, of course, safety.
Right,
we want to make sure everybody's safe. Nobody does anything crazy
over
there.
The number one rule, do not run over the parade announcer. That's the number one rule.
That's right. Any of the announcers.
miss those guys if you can.
That's right.
Oh,
but
wow.
We have thousands. We have really over 10,000 people that show up to this parade every year.
Yes, it's huge.
This is our 28th year. We are really proud of it. As you know, this is the parade that came over immediately after the Pioneer Parades in 1980s got kind of canceled, right?
Uh-huh.
Due to crazy stuff. So we have been working on this parade for 28 years. It's a fun thing for the community to come together, regardless of their politics, backgrounds, difficulties, financial difficulties, everything else. We want to come together and have fun, celebrate each other, celebrate Chico, celebrate who we are in Chico, which really I am so proud of. Living in Chico,
oh, yeah.
I gotta tell you that, Mike, because there's so many good people over here.
We're such a family around here. We
it
argue
is.
Amongst ourselves, but
That's
man,
right.
do not pick on us.
That's right, because you know everybody goes out of their way to help everybody. You know, young and old. I mean, we are really in a special community.
I like it.
When I talk to everybody else out of town, I always talk about this aspect of Chico, and it is a fun place. So we want to come together on October 7th and celebrate. The parade starts at 7,
mm-hmm.
but we have pre-parade events that
oh,
are
yes.
really cool. You got to be there this year. We have added to our pre-parade event.
Are you going to give me a clue, or is I got to just
No,
wait
you
got to
be there.
You got to
be
there.
Okay. It's a lot of fun. So at 5:30, the pre-parade events start all the way from 3rd Street to Main Street and Broadway.
All right.
And all the way around. Races, games, dances, everything. And pre-parade events end at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The parade starts this year at 7 instead of 7:30.
Okay.
And we brought it a little bit earlier because we have a lot of schools and a lot of kids that are involved in this, and we want them to go home a little bit earlier.
Ah, got
it. As opposed to 10 o'clock at night.
Good idea.
So we are looking for volunteers. If anybody wants to volunteer, please give me a call or send me a note at grandmaster@azadsmartialarts.com. Send me a note and we'll put your name into a volunteer list. If you want to be an entry, please go to ChicoParadeOfLights.com and fill out the form and send it to us. If you have a hard time finding out what to do in there, which should not be that difficult. It's
right.
really easy. If it's a difficult thing for you, just give us a call at 892-AZAD or 892-2923. We'll help you all the way through. If you don't have a computer, don't have PayPal or credit card or anything like that, don't worry about it. Just come to Azad's Martial Arts Center. We'll print one for you, give it to you. You could cut us a check right there to the Chico Parade of Lights, and we'll take care of you right there, too.
Simple dimple. A lot of ooh and ah moments in this parade, let me tell you.
Oh,
and, of
yeah.
course, if you're a volunteer, you never know. You may be assigned to me, and you
right.
get to give me orders and tell me what I'm going to be doing. So
and that's fun.
That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun.
People love doing that stuff. Hey, thank you so much. And we were
appreciate it.
We may get you in here right before the parade just to maybe you'll give me a hint on what's happening before.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. Farshad Azad and the Chico Parade of Lights coming up on October the 7th. Hey, stick around. We got Chris Young on the way next.